I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, but I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.
Hi, Sandy. Welcome to the Netball Show with Mizuno. This week, reaction from Stars, Wasps and Storm. Dan Ryan on Leeds Rhinos Netball taster sessions for boys. And as the Golden Globes Netball Volunteer Awards has extended its deadline until the 15th of March, Imogen Greyback joins us. She's the head of volunteering at England Netball to tell us more about her role and how you can nominate. So in round two, Stars lost 56-65 to Thunder. Melissa Bessel spoke to Nikki Price from the BBC after the game.
Melissa, then, a really strong, confident performance from Stars today. How do you assess what you've seen today?
Yeah, I couldn't be happier. I'm really, really pleased with the performance we put out. We said we you know, in the changing sheds, we said exactly what we were going to do out there today. I think we just lost our mojo a couple of times, and we gave silly passes away, and you can't do that with a class side like Manchester. So we know that, but hey, second game in, we had a lot to prove from the only having given one quarter performance from last week. So moving forward, it's 56-65. It's a shame because I think it should have been closer than that.
And it was closer for much of that match, yeah. And I think it shows that, you know, if they play their best, yeah, you can be a match for any team in this division.
Yeah, and I was really, you know, like for me also today, it was having courage in myself and making the changes. And I was really comfortable and pleased with the changes I made. I think Lucy Herdman came out at goal attack, which no one was expecting, and did really well. You know, we've had a couple of ups and downs this week with sicknesses and stuff like that, but it just goes to prove that the whole 10, no matter what goes on, and we've had a few things thrown at us this week. If I can put out performances like that week in, week out with stuff that's happened, bring it on.
And how did you feel the team were moving the ball through the court and into the circle? It seemed like it was working better this week.
Yeah, we had definite targets that we were working towards today, and I think I'm really proud of the fact that we did that. If anyone was watching us, it was a different team out there from last week, and you know, especially in that first quarter, we've really changed and re-looked at our structures. And what's nice is being able to do that within a week. So it shows the confidence and the respect that each other have with on court, because we did change a lot. We took the ball back. We were very patient, and I know probably the crowd thought we were a little bit patient, too patient sometimes, but that was part of our strategy today, and I was really pleased. Really pleased with Georgia Rowe. I think Georgia had an outstanding game. I just wish the umpires were a little bit nicer to her.
What did you make of the umpires?
Oh, look, you know, I'm a coach, and I guess they wouldn't want to be a coach, and I wouldn't want to be an umpire, but, you know, we just have to play it how it is. That's what sport's all about, you know, and they do a good job. Just, you know, just sometimes there's those calls. They're not, you know, they're human, they're not robots. So, you know, you just got to take that. And, no, I think we did well today.
And of course, you've got a new defensive partnership. They've got to gel together, of course, at the beginning of the season. How do you feel they are gelling together?
Oh, look, I am so impressed with Amma. You know, she had a fantastic quarter starting last week, and she's come on halftime. I mean, she threw literally her body on the line, and we got a goal out of it. And it just shows you the true commitment that these girls have for the game, and they just love it. So they're really pleased with themselves, with what they put out. They know that there was a couple of errors that they made, and taking nothing away from, you know, a couple of the umpires' calls, they've said themselves, we forced it a couple of times where maybe we should have been patient. So, you know, I think we probably had about half a dozen calls. So, you know, that's six goals. So,
and do you think you've made a statement to the rest of the Super League, really, with this performance today?
Yeah, I think we do. But, I mean, obviously a lot of people just see the score and think, oh, okay. But I think what was nice is that we made Manchester change their team, change their lineup, and I'm pleased with that.
And Nikki also spoke to Nia Jones.
So Nia Jones is with me then on BBC Radio Gloucestershire. Great performance today, a defeat, but how do you assess the performance?
Yeah, I mean, if we compare it to our 60-minute performance last weekend against Mavericks, it was a million times better. But I think what's good is, you know, in each quarter-time break, we really are ambitious in this team this year. And I know Melissa's come out and put her neck on the line and said that we're going for, you know, one of the top spots. And I think you could tell by our application today that that's the case. And, you know, I'm sure if you ask Thunder, I don't think they're expecting that performance from us. It was a shame it opened up just a little bit in the last quarter, but I thought the changes that we made and people who entered the game or came off, it was a great contribution from all 10. And just a shame that we couldn't quite close the gap and couldn't quite get the turnover we needed in the last quarter. But you know what, we're relatively happy because we still felt like we were sort of in our gear three there. So still plenty to build on.
Did you feel that you had them rattled?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, we've got players in this team who play on the edge. I'm one of those players, so it's important that we stay, obviously, within the laws of the game. But when it's a team like Thunder, you know, they're so well drilled. They're such a professional outfit that you do have to try everything you can, you know, mentally, physically, to rattle them and to get inside their heads. And I do feel like they did that. And if you looked at the changes they were forced into making, I think that's a compliment to how we played, especially in the first half. So definitely it was a great competitive game. And it's the closest I've been in a result against Thunder for a long time. So, yeah, I'm proud of that.
And what's changed in the last week? What did Melissa say after the previous match?
Oh, do you know what? We've just been we've been really honest with each other. We've all had one-to-ones with Melissa about our own performances. And, you know, it wasn't hard to debrief after that Mavericks game because we all agreed second, third and fourth quarter we were just not on it. Individually, collectively, we weren't on it. So we spoke about having courage today, taking obviously the league leaders coming off the back of last week was going to be tough. But as I say, really proud of the performance. Not happy to come away with a loss. I don't care who it's against. We don't like losing games. So just using this as motivation now and belief that, you know, we can perform against the top teams.
And it seems as though moving the ball through the court and into the circle had more of a confidence this week.
Yeah, definitely. And that's just about building the connections. You know, we've got a brand new team compared to what Stars had last year. But also players that play a little bit differently. We've got Tuera, who's unorthodox at the back. Obviously, Liana Liotta is an absolute wizard. I don't think even she knows sometimes what she's going to do. So that's our job, to be working out her magic there. And that's going to come. And then in our shooting circle, Paige, Lucy and George are all completely different. So again, just building on those connections, getting confident with each other. And it's coming. I think you could see that today.
And there were a few tricks in there, weren't there?
From
Liana.
And that's the thing, you know, like when people are coming out and they're spending their hard-earned money to come and watch us, you don't just want to see the same old predictable match. And hopefully we do bring a little bit of flair, and hopefully we can continue that, but also get some wins too.
And of course, it's your first experience playing a home match in this arena in Worcester. What did you make of it?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, it's a big crowd. It's nice that they're all on one side. It looks like we've got loads of support. And you could really feel it when we had the momentum with us and we managed to turn over a few balls and convert them. The noise that can come out in this Worcester arena is really cool. And we were here last night for the basketball and they had it loaded double side. So we're trying to rival them for attendances now. So, yeah, if people can come along, please do.
It was Lightning 59, Sirens 53, Dragons 52, Team Bath 71. An exciting game in front of the Sky Sports cameras on Monday night saw Storm 50, London Pulse 51. Here's Mickey Austin.
I think it was a real game of sort of two halves, just in different sections. Obviously, the star is an issue for us at the moment that we need to address and that we will address very quickly. And that was sort of our main port of call in terms of any conversation, because ultimately, you know, we left ourselves so much to do that it was even a bit remarkable, really, that we came off feeling gutted that we didn't win. You know, I think a lesser team would have capitulated at that point. So, again, a negative and a positive all wrapped up into one. I think the middle two quarters, we showed our potential and what we're actually really capable of when we stick to task and we execute as a full team of 10. But ultimately the game isn't won or lost in 30 minutes, and it has to be more of a full 60 minute performance. And we just left ourselves far too much to do.
And despite the defeat, like you've touched on, the two middle quarters would have been encouraging for you, but also the changes you made really did impact the game, so you must be quite encouraged by that. The full 10 would have been able to contribute.
Yeah, 100%. But, you know, like I know what these girls are capable of. I see them on a weekly basis in training. I trust all of the girls implicitly and have so much confidence in not just the 10 that you see on a game day, but the 15 that we really do have pushing each other in training sessions. That's the reason why we're able to continue to push. And that's so important. It's just about executing on the day under pressure. And I think different people do that at different stages in games. And for us, it's just a real consistency that we're trying to find across the board, and just looking for people to really step up and own their positions. But yeah, really happy with the changes that we made. I thought M. Golvin and Sophie had a real impact when they came on the court. But yeah, just disappointed that we couldn't see out the lead that we managed to get ourselves into in that fourth quarter.
And it's a quick turnaround heading up to the Sirens on Friday. I mean, how have your preparations now changed following that performance yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably a real positive, to be honest, off the back of yesterday. You know, I said to the girls last night, last thing I left them with is that by the time we get to training tonight, we have to have been this game, because we can't afford to lose a training session due to a bit of a netball hangover. So that quick turnaround this week's probably going to stand us in good stead. We know Sirens have had a solid start to the season in terms of their performances. They've probably been a little bit unlucky with their results, and it's their first home game, so we absolutely know that they'll be coming out gunning. It's a tough journey to go away to Sirens anyway. It's always a pretty long day, but you know, ultimately we're up for the challenge. I'm excited to see what we can do and how the girls respond.
And finally, what did you think of the crowd yesterday?
Oh yeah, amazing. You know, I think they were pretty quiet in that first quarter, but I understand why, and I guess we will endeavour to do better. But yeah, certainly as the game went on and our performance lifted, they were incredibly loud and with us all the way, and the feedback post-game has also been really positive. So we thank the fans for coming out and for their support, and we can't wait to see them again next weekend.
And on Monday night, it was Wasps 57, Mavericks 53. Monday night, Wasps beat Mavs 57-53.
What did I think of the game? It was as
we won, will do.
Yeah, I mean, we won. It was an important game for us today, and I didn't hide from that with the players. They knew that today mattered, and it matters for lots of reasons. You know, we had a tough first fixture. We're going to play Thunder twice. Points are important, and Mavs are going to be a top four team, so picking that off early has been helpful. We're now going to have a little 2 days training, a little bit of a rest, and we go again against Bath, and you know, another tough game. But you know, there's going to be lots of close games through this season. I'm mostly pleased with how we started the game, and happy that we consistently scored same number of goals ish every quarter, and that's going to do us a lot of favours.
And we caught up with Super Amy Flanagan as she was leaving the court. Are you dashing off? Well, you're not anymore.
Oh.
Mavs always going to give you that kind of game, but you didn't stop.
Yeah, I mean, I think we knew we had a tough kind of couple of rounds coming into the start of the season, having Thunder last week, and we wanted to build on what we'd put out that was good last week. So having a stronger start was a really key focus for us. And I think we showed today that when we do that, we can build off of it and kind of really push on against these top teams. So we're really happy with that. But of course, looking at what we can take into our next match against Bath.
Bath, more the same, just plodding on and getting that W.
Yeah, I think we'll be looking at tweaking a few of the smaller things, so some of our defensive structures, and looking at particularly like that third and fourth quarter, what went wrong when Mavs came back into it, to put that back into action against Bath on Friday.
Here's Kat Ranapala.
Kat, easy to say, but I thought you could have had that.
Thanks. So did I.
End of the interview.
Done. Thanks very much. See you next week. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there were opportunities for in there that we should have taken. We didn't. And that's what happens. You get punished and you lose the game and you don't get the points. Go home. Everyone's not very happy. But do you know what? It's the second game of the season. Wasps played well tonight. Very well. And I think that's as good as you're going to get from Wasps. So fair play to them. For us, we need to go back to the drawing board. We need to have a look at ourselves and recognise why, when we go three goals up, we can't push on. So that's a big learning for us. And as I say, yeah, fair play to them. And we need to do more work.
Amy closed down Georgia quite a bit. Was there anybody else in Wasps that surprised you?
No, not really. You expect from Wasps. They're a great side, and they've got world-class players in. Whether they play international or not, they're world-class players, and they did a great job on us tonight. So no, nothing out of the ordinary, nothing that we weren't expecting. Everything was there, everything that we'd spoken about was there. We just didn't step up to the plate tonight. So yeah, disappointing from our side.
A repeat of opening fixture next week.
Yes, back to Stars again.
Yay.
Yeah. yeah, it will be interesting. We play them at home though, so it's quite nice for us to have our first home game of the season, which we're looking forward to doing at HSV, and the day before International Women's Day. What a day to come down and watch netball at HSV. Amazing. But no, I'm looking forward to it. Stars, I'm sure, will be a different side than the first team that we played first around, but yeah, we're still looking forward to it.
And George Fisher.
Happy new season.
Happy new season, yeah, something like that.
What about the game today?
Stressful. I think at times we were awesome, and I think at times we could have been better. So, yeah, it's never fun losing to your old team, is it? But at least they're an amazing bunch of girls. You don't mind losing to them, they're so lush.
Nice to get back and see a few old faces.
Honestly, I think Wasps will always be a home from home for me. When I was here, I was treated so nicely, and when I left, I was also treated nicely. And I think that's massive for when you leave a team. It's a big, always a big decision to go somewhere, and especially leaving someone. But coming back and feeling so warm and welcome, and all the girls are so friendly, it means a lot. Do you know what I mean?
Stars next week.
Yes.
That's a bit of a quick turnaround last week.
I know.
As well.
I remember looking at the games and thinking, oh, we literally just had them like one game off. But yeah.
Still relatively early though, but are we seeing Mavs as to where you want to be at this stage? Will Cap be happy with tonight?
Well, we've got a lot of learnings, I think, from today, and then going into Stars. Yeah, we did beat them by a fair few goals last time, but they're an awesome side. They come out and they showed us who was boss in the first quarter, so I think we're just preparing for that, taking learnings from today and then building forward into that game.
And we need to get some badges made or something or other. 2 weeks on the podcast in a row. He's Georgia Lees.
We're going to take away lots of learnings from that. That wasn't us at our best today at all, and that's credit to WASP. They put us under a decent amount of pressure. They come out firing after their first loss of the season to Thunder. So all credit to them. We need to go away and work on just some really basic things. You know, we had some really sort of schoolgirl error things today that we're not going to win games if we keep those in our game.
It's Stars next, isn't it? That's going to be an entertaining game.
Yeah. So back to Stars. We only faced them last week in the first round. So we was quite happy with the win we had against them, although albeit the start we had wasn't the best. So, yeah. So we start again. We learn from our mistakes today and we go again looking to get that win next round.
Nice bit of recovery through the strawberry milk, unbranded. You'll be noshing some garlic bread on the way back home?
Only if there's a lager to go with it.
Life can be a bit of a handful.
But what do you do?
Let go?
Or grab on to everything it has to offer?
Ask yourself, do you back down when things get tough?
Or confront them, breasts on?
Do you give up or give it hell?
Do you ignore your amazing boobs or fearlessly check them regularly? We thought so.
This is Grabbin' Life by the Boobs.
So grab regularly and check out any changes.
It could save your life.
Search Copperfeel. Grab life.
We know that 1.4 million women and girls across the country are playing netball, but the clear majority are still playing in running shoes or generic trainers, which don't provide the necessary support required to play the fast-moving and dynamic sport that netball is today.
So as a sports injury specialist, one of my biggest bugbears is seeing netball players playing netball in running shoes. The benefit of a netball shoe over a running shoe is they're designed to give you more stability and allow you to change direction with better grip, and also allow you to give it a more stable knee and ankle position when coming down from a height, therefore reducing the risk of injury in those two areas.
This weekend, Leeds Rhinos Netball will be introducing their first netball session, especially for boys. Juniors aged 7 to 12 can attend a free taster session at Tong Leadership Academy. And Dan Ryan joins us to tell us a bit more.
It's a really great initiative from the club, and what I've been really impressed with the club in general is it's such an inclusive environment for all participants in a number of different sporting codes, and I think fantastic for young boys to now have an opportunity to play netball regularly week in, week out, and hopefully we have some really good success and traction in that first taster session on the weekend, and the start of hopefully a great program that the club can continue to build over the years.
It's not only important to Rhinos, but also to you as well, really, isn't it?
Well, I think it is. I think I reflected back on when I was an 8-year-old boy when I started playing netball, and although for me I was quite fortunate that the associations and clubs I played for were really supportive of me continuing on my netball journey, but there are a lot of boys when they turn the age of 12, they can't play netball anymore because of the rules and regulations. And I just think now for boys of a young age to have a pathway and to have a progression plan, I think is really exciting. And particularly the growth of men's netball here in the UK with the work that the Knights have been doing and the Titans now over in this part of the country as well. I think the sport itself is growing enormously, but to now have the participation in the men's ranks and now being transferred down into boys and participation from a pathway level, I think is incredible. And, you know, 4 years ago when I was here for the first time, it didn't really exist. So for it to be where it is now, I think it's really exciting for all involved.
And we've got the likes of Emna as well being set up as well.
Yeah, really, really important and really exciting as well. And I think, you know, for men now to see netball as a legitimate sport they compete at an international level, I think is awesome for male athletes. And really hope that England can field a really strong team and be really competitive in the World Cup in Perth in October. So, you know, we see Australia and New Zealand doing great things with men's netball, and the way the sport has grown over that part of the world has been amazing. So now with England involved in that mix, I think it's fantastic for the sport in general, because the more male participants we have, the greater our participation numbers across the board and the bigger our sport becomes as a sport, not just a women's sport. So I think great positive steps in so many different ways.
Give me a bit of information about Saturday then.
Yeah, so it's a one-hour taster session for 7 to 12-year-olds to get out there and try netball as a sport. And, you know, based on how it all goes, we're looking to run it as a weekly session. So all the details on the Rhinos website and also on the social media of Leeds Rhinos Netball. So get involved with it. If you've got a brother, if you've got a son, if you've got a friend that might be interested, get them along. And, you know, from my experiences, once you start, you get hooked and you can't stop for many, many years. So hopefully we get a great little buy-in from that first session, and many boys, particularly in the north of the country, playing the game. And hopefully it's something that we can really build as a program at Rhinos Netball.
First of many, we hope. You can register online at leedsrhinosnetball.net. I had a look on the website this morning and there's 333 days away. Is today maybe a day that you want to announce the first player that you've signed right here, right now?
Not just yet, mate. No, not anything to do that just yet. But look, it's really exciting. And the reality is that the time's going to come around so quickly. Obviously, we're already heading into the third round of Super League this season. And, you know, come September, we'll be looking to almost start pre-season. So it's going to come around very quickly. We're having some really exciting conversations and planning sessions with the rugby club and really getting everything in terms of our infrastructure, our governance, our programming all set up. And it's just really exciting. All the support and resourcing we're getting from the rugby department and the Leeds Rhinos Foundation as well has been incredible. And, you know, from a head coach perspective, I'm incredibly excited with what we can offer athletes in terms of a high-performance program, a club environment, a great incentive to be a part of Leeds Rhinos. And the club, I've been involved in a lot of club functions and meetings and a lot of different incentives that they're putting together, and I'm really impressed. They're a powerhouse sporting brand, so to be a part of it is awesome, and we just can't wait to get everything started and get into it. It's going to be a great journey.
Imogen Greetbatch has been announced as the New England Netball Head of Volunteering. She's been telling us more about her role and the benefits that volunteering in our sports brings.
This is the first time we've ever really defined what a volunteer is, so that's a key new thing that's within the strategy. And I think volunteering covers so many different roles. So you have volunteer coaches and officials, but there's these significant number of leadership roles running regional, county, league committees, as well as all those volunteers running clubs and teams. We've got event volunteers. You've got session leaders that may have got in through Walking Netball, but are now a Walking Netball host, perhaps with the Women's Institute. You've got the armed forces that support our events, all of the different roles within event volunteers. And then you've got area specific experts like physios, or you've spoken to Rich about the para netball strategy, and there are specific roles involved with that element of the game. So it really is a really broad spectrum of people that are helping us enrich lives through netball.
That feedback then from the big netball conversation was received. What was some of those areas that needed improving or developing, shall we say?
Well, and I think some of the feedback that netball volunteers are giving us is actually symbiotic with what's happening in the national picture in regards to the work commitments are increasing for individuals. People are feeling a bit overloaded, and perhaps every volunteer chooses whether they volunteer or not. However, sometimes when the pressure's on, you don't feel that you've got that choice. You feel a bit burdened and that you need a bit more support to be able to do the volunteering that you want to do. So I think one of the big areas is about how we remind volunteers that they have a choice and that they feel empowered to really feel like they're achieving in the roles that they're choosing to volunteer in.
A lot of the time, though, volunteers at big events will just be happy enough with a picture of, like you said, it's just been there for them.
Yeah, definitely. And I think within the strategy, the new approach that it gives is that it splits things into six segments. So we're going to be tailoring the support that we look at and the needs of the different volunteers and experiences around different motivations. So we know that the feedback from Big Netball Conversation and those volunteers we engage with, the common theme across everybody getting involved with netball is they love the game. Mm. But within that passion for netball, we've got six different segments, which the first one is around love to lead, and that's really your lead county, regional and national volunteers that are leading large numbers of other volunteers or netball activity. You've got your love my team, which are those volunteers in clubs, schools, franchises, colleges, universities, and they're really sort of those diehard local volunteers that really love the community sense of netball and that side of things. You've got the Love My Kids element, which are the parents, some that sit on the sidelines, might want to get involved but don't know who to ask and get involved. Love to learn, those people that predominantly, this is why I went for a regional chair role, really want to build their personal skills in leadership or in a different area, or they might want to move up the coaching or officiating pathway, you know, and consume all the amazing kind of knowledge that's out there. And that love to learn bubble generally has sort of a younger group of volunteers within there. And then the Love My Day, as you've already mentioned, we've had an incredible World Cup, which had 489 pivoteers making that happen. So we've got a large number of events, which, as you said, people that just want the buzz and that one-off commitment of really being involved in events, volunteering, maybe a signed kind of player note and that side of things would really make their day. And then you've got a bubble of volunteers that are love to but, and they're the ones that would really like to get involved, but they're not sure they've got the time or where they might be able to add value, what skills they need and that side of things. So grouping everything into these six different bubbles, hopefully over the next 6 years, we can bring each one to life, understand more about each area and help people move from bubble to bubble based on where they're at in their life and what their motivations are.
And you knew those off the top of your head and you didn't need to read them from anywhere, did you? That's good, that.
Well, that's what 3 months of just eat, sleeping and breathing this strategy's done, isn't it?
For more information about volunteering and some of the areas that you can get involved with in netball, go online to englandnetball.co.uk.
Yeah, thanks, Nat. And remember, the closing date for all nominations has been extended to midnight on the 15th of March, 2020. So if there's somebody at your club, get them nominated. Online, englandnetball.co.uk.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging. But I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
1 minute, I've got tears coming down my face and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like monster had taken over me and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.